Hello and welcome back to English for You. I'm Seb.
I'm Winnie.
And she's Winnie.
Yes, I am.
Yes, she is. Okay, so we have been taking a wonderful trip through one of North Africa's most colourful countries, haven't we?
Morocco.
So where have we been, Winnie?
There's Marrakesh.
Marrakesh, yeah,
that's right. That's the city of pink, right?
Yes, the pink glow city.
Why is it pink?
I believe it is because it is made out of red clay. So when the sun sets, it comes alive and it shines out a red light. Very romantic. and we learned a little bit about what you can do in Marrakesh as well, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Especially the markets. They were called souks, weren't they?
The souks. There's a barbecue, I remember.
Mm-hmm. Who can forget barbecue? Mm-hmm.
And the snake charmers.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, again, it came alive.
Right.
The whole town comes alive at night. Sounds very romantic.
And then there was Casablanca.
Casablanca, the white city, which is known for its white buildings and Art Deco architecture. Anyway, we're going to be continuing on our journey around fascinating Morocco today. First, by looking at a new town. So, without further ado, let's go into our day two article and get started.
Reading.
Take a trip through Morocco's colorful cities. Once you've had your fill of Marrakesh and Casablanca, head north to Chechouin, another colorful Moroccan city. While Marrakesh is the red city and Casablanca is the white city, Chechouin is known as the blue city. The tradition of painting the city's houses blue has been around for centuries. There are several beliefs that could explain Chechouin's blue buildings. The most important one, however, has to do with religion. In the 15th century, Spanish Jews escaped to Morocco to avoid persecution. In the Jewish religion, the color blue stands for the sky and sea. This, in turn, makes Jews think about heaven and God. Thus, one way they've shown their respect for God in the past is to paint their buildings blue. While you're in Chechouin, spend some time walking through the city's blue alleys. Then, go exploring outside the city. There are some beautiful walking paths and waterfalls nearby. These could be perfect places to ponder your wonderful trip to Morocco.
So, once you've had your fill of Marrakesh and Casablanca, head north to Chechouin, another colourful Moroccan city. Okay, so we remember that colourful was a double meaning in this article because Morocco City are both full of colour, full of actual colours, and they are full of rich culture and they're very vibrant and full of life. So it's the other meaning of colourful.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we're talking about had your fill of, aren't we?
Right. 到底是要填什么fill,要填什么东西呢? Let's check out Pocket Phrase Go right away.
Pocket Phrase Go!
Aladdin,我本人自从找到了神灯之后呢,人生可是180度大转变哦。我可是从小偷变成王子了。现在的我呢，身为王子当然是不愁吃穿了，但是呢，还是时常怀念起我儿时在小镇上吃到的淳朴滋味。所以有空的时候呢，我都会穿回我当小偷时候的衣服呢，回到镇上去吃一些庶民美食哦。I like to go back to my hometown to get my fill of street food.Fill 呢就是装东西哦，填充。例如呢 ，I fill the glass with water， 我在杯子里面装水，或者是呢 ，These cakes are filled with cream， 这些蛋糕呢是奶油夹心的。不过也要注意呢 ，fill 在这里哦是名词，所以呢 ，get 或者是呢 ，have one's fill of something 就表示呢，把自己用这个东西给装满了。例如呢，我爱吃小吃，所以我回我的故乡去狂吃一波，尽情享受。Get one's fill of something， 尽情享受就是这个意思啦。
Okay, so we've been around Marrakesh and we've been around Casablanca、mm-hmm. and we've learned and we've had our fill of those cities.
Yay.、
But now we are going to head to Chefchaouen. Now, when we head somewhere, we go somewhere. So John headed to bed. Sarah headed to the station. John was going to bed.、Mm-hmm. Sarah was going to the station. Very easy. But we can also、use this in a bit more of an abstract way to not actually mean we're going to a place.、
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I could say...If we don't start practicing, this play will be headed for disaster. So we're talking、
oh,
about the、
no.
result.、
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it will just become terrible if we don't do something.
Head 在这里是当动词、mm-hmm. 你们想想看头往哪里去身体就会自然往那里去嘛所以 head to 就是前往 Which color is Chefchaouen though? The article、mm-hmm. keeps going by saying While Marrakesh is the red city、mm-hmm. And Casablanca is the white city Chefchaouen is known as the blue city、
uh-huh.
这里我们看到 A be known as B 就是 A 被称作 B 所以 Chefchaouen 又被称为蓝色之城或者我们也可以说台湾啦台湾 is also known as Formosa 以福尔摩沙闻名、mm-hmm. Why is it blue?
Why is it blue? Well, it can't be sad because we know、mm-hmm. that blue can also mean to feel sad
No.
But that's not why The article says The tradition of painting the city's houses blueHas been around for centuries. Okay, so the city's houses are actually blue. Fascinating.
Hmm. 而且他说已经有好几个世纪了耶。为什么呢? The article says there are several beliefs that could explain Chefchaouen's blue buildings.
Hmm.
所以我们看到 that 呢，这也是当做关系代名词，也可以用 which 来代换。关系代名词有连接词的意义哦，所以用来连接关系子句。那关系子句是做什么用的啊？关系子句又可以当做形容词子句来修饰前面的名词，我们叫做先行词。先行词就是关系代名词前面的名词啦。所以文章这句就是 beliefs， 而 that 后面的子句呢，就是拿来形容 beliefs 是怎么样的信仰呢？是可以解释 Chefchaouen 蓝色建筑的信仰。如果先行词是事物，我们可以用 which 或 that 来连接。如果先行词是人，我们就可以用 who 或是 that。我们再看一个例句哦。The woman who is waiting in line is a famous actress.、
Mm.
Who 后面的关系子句呢，我们用来形容是哪一个女生呢？啊，原来那个在排队的女生是个知名的女演员。这里的 who 也可以用 that 来代换。所以 who, which, that 这些的关系子句可以说是英文中很重要的文法。把它搞清楚，你就看懂一半的英文文章咯。那我们再回来看到文章说 There are some beliefs that explain why they likeblue so much. Why? The article says the most important one, however, has to do with religion.
I see.
对，我们看到 have to do with something 或 somebody 这个片语，意思是说，哎，跟某个事物或是跟某人有关。比方说Everyone's question for this politician has to do with the upcoming election.
Ah, important.
大家的问题都是跟这个即将到来的选举有关。如果反义无关呢，我们就可以说 have nothing to do with. I have nothing to do with a broken window. 窗户破了跟我没有关系。Here we're saying the most important reason why there are so many blue buildings has to do with religion.
Religion, okay. So it has to do with religion, but what is religion?、
Mm.
Well, religion is a noun. That's one thing about religion. But a religion is a series of beliefs about the world around us that a large group of people share. So in Taiwan, there are two major religions.
Right.
Buddhism, which is Fuo Jiao,、
mm-hmm.
and Taoism, or Daoism, which is Dao Jiao. But there are also other religions, too. There's Christianity, which is Ji Du Jiao,、
mm-hmm.
Judaism, which is Yu Tai Jiao, and Islam, which is Yi Si Lan Jiao.
Wow.
Okay, so、I think there's six main religions. There's also Hinduism as well. I'm not sure how to say that one in Chinese. But、these are all religions, and actually these three,、the last...three, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, are very similar religions as well. They have a lot of common beliefs.
But they don't get along well.
They don't always get along well because sometimes some people lack religious tolerance. So here we're using religion as an adjective, so religious, that's the adjective form. Mm-hmm. And tolerance is a feeling like patience when what you don't agree with somebody on something or somebody has a different opinion with you, you accept that that is their opinion or that is their belief and you respect them. So religious tolerance is allowing other people to practice their beliefs or their faiths without getting involved and saying, well, I think this or you should do that.
You shouldn't believe in your God.
Exactly. If you don't believe in a God, though, that would make you an atheist. So if you're listening and you aren't particularly religious, you can describe yourself as an atheist or an agnostic. That's a pretty difficult one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But that means that you haven't decided. Anyway, the point is, you believe what you believe. People should be tolerant of that. So our example sentence for religion is, the Middle East was the birthplace of three major religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam.
Wow, 我们今天看到很多个宗教，从刚刚这个台湾有大多数有佛教、道教，还有这个例句讲到这个基督教、犹太教、伊斯兰教等等，这些都是宗教 religion。那 religious 是形容词，形容某个人很虔诚的，或是有宗教信仰的。If you're religious, you have a religion that you depend on or you rely on.、Mm-hmm. 另外，最后补充这个字的是无神论，而 atheist 就是指没有宗教信仰的人，也就是无神论者。
Mm-hmm. Moving back to the article and the history of this religion.In the 15th century, Spanish Jews escaped to Morocco to avoid persecution. Okay, there's a lot we could talk about with this, but we'll be as simple as possible. First, let's talk about the word avoid. So what were the Jews avoiding and what is avoiding anyway? Well, avoid is a verb, and when we avoid something, we stay away from it. So let's start by looking at an example sentence. The boy avoided doing his homework.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. So in this sentence, the boy has not done his homework. Maybe he told his parents he didn't have any homework, even though he did. Maybe he just played video games all night. But what he definitely didn't do was his homework, because he avoided doing his homework. Let's look at another. Susan avoided the traffic jam by cycling to work. So in this example, Susan managed not to be in the traffic jam because she didn't drive a car to work. So she avoided a situation.
这句我们先看到这个，看到了几个难字。我们先看 avoid 这个动词，表示避免、避开。要特别注意 ，avoid 后面只能接名词或动名词哦。所以我们看到了一句 avoid doing homework， 避开写作业，用动名词 doing， 或是 avoid the traffic jam 是接名词，是避开塞车。那再回到文章说，15世纪的时候呢，这个西班牙的 Jew 是犹太人，为了避免迫害。Prosecution 专指是因为宗教或政治啊，或是甚至种族等等理念的不同所受到的迫害，所以他们就从西班牙逃到摩洛哥。所以我们用这个 escape 这个动词。So there were some Spanish people here, even though Morocco is across from Spain.
Over the strait, over the sea.
一个小小的海峡这样子。Mm-hmm.
Yes. So in the Jewish religion, the color blue stands for the sky and sea. Okay, so I'm starting to see why these houses are blue.
Because of the religion, right?
Because it stands for the sky and sea, that color.
Stand for 就是代表，常用来指像是缩写啊，或是象征代表的意义。比方说最常见的缩写应该就是 the USA stands for the United States of America, 就是代表美丽坚合众国的意思。所以在犹太宗教里，蓝色代表了天空和大海。That makes sense because the sky and sea are the color blue. Mm-hmm. But do they want their buildings to look like the sea and sky?
Well, it seems not, actually. In the article, it says, this, in turn, makes the Jews think about heaven and God.Okay, so the sea and sky, they relate that to heaven and God and their religion. Okay, I see. But why in turn?
In turn,
are they taking turns?
No. 这里是结果后来，我们当副词用，通常后面会连着一个逗号。比方说 ，rent have gone up a lot in this area, and in turn.Many shops have to close down. 因为租金一直上涨，所以后来很多商店都得关门大吉。
I see. Unfortunate there. But the article says, thus, one way they've shown their respect for God in the past is to paint their buildings blue. Okay, so we already guessed that that might be the case. but they're showing respect for God. Now, respect is a noun. It's an admiring feeling you have for someone or something because of what they are like, maybe the skills that they have or something they have done. So Jews show respect for God. They call God Yahweh because they believe that he is the creator of everything and everyone, which is pretty important, mm-hmm. right? If you created everything, I think you would deserve quite a lot of respect, wouldn't you? So they are very respectful, respectful to him, sorry. So respectful is the adjective form. When we were talking about religious tolerance just now, another way of saying that is that you are respectful of someone's beliefs or someone's religion. So what is the opposite? What do we do when we're talking about people who don't care what other people think and they're just kind of telling other people how they should behave and what they should believe in? Well, we can call them ignorant. Someone who is ignorant perhaps doesn't care what might offend people or what might upset people. So wearing shoes in a mosque or shouting in a temple, for example, those are very ignorant things to do. Anyway, let's go and have a look at an example sentence of respect. Muslims show their respect for Allah, that's what they call God, by not eating during the day for the length of a special holiday called Ramadan.
斋戒就是穆斯林对上帝表示敬意的一种文化。尊敬敬意的英文我们用 respect 这个字，可以像文章搭配 show their respect for God， 或者也可以搭配 win 或是 earn respect， 就是赢得别人的敬意。 Respect 也可以直接当动词哦，就是尊重，比方说 even though I don't agree with you I respect your opinion、就是虽然我不认同，但是我尊重你的意见，所以这样就表示你是很 respectful，我们用这个形容词。那刚刚有讲到翻译，我们用 ignorant 是就是表示无知的，有点傲慢的。那这些西班牙的犹太人呢，只是透过房子把这个房子漆成蓝色来展现敬意。
What should you do while you're visiting these beautiful, beautiful blue buildings? Well, while you're in Chefchaouen, spend some time walking through the city's blue alleys. And an alley is a small, narrow street that goes behind or around buildings. So you'll have to use this word if you ever want to translate your address in Taiwan into English from Chinese, because alley means 巷子. So a lot of people have that word in their address here in Taiwan. We get the idea of this word from this word, though, listening to the word alley in this sentence. We get the idea that Chefchaouen is filled with tiny streets and cute little roads that run between these blue houses. So it also gives us a good idea of what kind of place Chefchaouen is. Let's look at an example sentence now. Tanya's house is on a little alley behind the supermarket, so it's not very noisy.
有没有写过这个英文的地址、如果你住的是街我们用 street 嘛，那几巷呢、我们会用 lane 这个字，几弄就是 alley 咯，所以这个 alley 就是很小很小的巷弄、那我们再回到文章说 then go exploring outside the city， 也要去城市外探险。 What's outside the city?、
Well, there are some beautiful walking paths and waterfalls nearbyinteresting. So nearby, that's an adverb. And when something is nearby, it is close to something else. So if Winnie asks me where she can take out money and I say, oh, there's a 7-Eleven nearby, it means that there is a 7-Eleven close to where we are now. So great. Winnie can take out her money and it won't take her very long. Woohoo! So we can also use close by in a similar way. So we can talk about things that are close by. Or we could use nearby as an adjective, but only if it comes before a noun. So Winnie works at a nearby office. Winnie works, that's a bit of a tongue twister, isn't it? Difficult thing to say. Winnie works. Anyway, an example of nearby. There is an ice cream shop nearby. Shall we go there and get a scoop?
Definitely,、let's go.
Yeah, of course.
Nearby 里面有个 near， 所以意思很好联想，就是在附近。我们当副词用 near 呢，本身只是介系词，所以后面要加上接近什么。所以文章说，除了在市区里的巷弄走走啊，城市附近还有步道和 waterfall 瀑布。This sounds like an amazing place to visit.
It sounds like a great place to visit.、Yeah, these could be perfect places to ponder your wonderful trip to Morocco.Okay, so this is actually one of our favorite words here.
Yes.
Wonderful, which is an adjective. And when we say something is wonderful, we mean that it is really, really good. So we can use it as a response to a lot of things. You're going to Japan this summer? Wonderful.
Wonderful.
You want to go to the beach together? Wonderful. You passed your big exam? Wonderful. Okay, so we can see there that it is a It just means something which is really good, really great, really fantastic. So we can also talk about wonderful weather, a wonderful trip, or a wonderful meal at a restaurant. So a meal that was really, really tasty.
That's why we love this word so much.
It is. You can use it for all life's great situations. So other words we can use if you're bored of wonderful, amazing, marvelous, or fantastic. So those are all things that mean something which is very, very good. Okay, let's take a look at one last example for wonderful. Trixie had a wonderful time at her aunt's yoga studio this weekend. She learned so much.
Wonderful 就是美好的，可以形容人事物很美好，或是像例句我们说，时光很美好。像我们刚刚有提到什么天气很好啊，或是旅游玩得很开心啊，或是食物很好，这些我们都可以用 wonderful 来形容。那我们也可以用一个字来当感叹词哦，像刚刚举的例子，我们就可以翻译成说啊，太好了！你可以去日本啊，或是你可以去海边啊，或是哎，你通过了考试，太好了。那文章最后结语就是说，透过这些地方，可以好好回顾思考你的摩洛哥之行。Now this makes me want to go on a trip.
I know, I really want to go to Morocco, especially. Anyway, that actually unfortunately brings us to the end of our journey around Morocco and the end of our article, of our day two article, which means it's time to say goodbye to colorful Morocco. But not before...
Not quite yet.
Yeah. Not before we do one last For You chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the best trip we've ever taken.
Right.
Our For You Chat question is, talk about the best trip you've ever taken. If you've never traveled, where would you like to go? Okay, Winnie, what are some great trips that you've taken in the past?
I remember I went to stay at a temple in Japan.
Oh my god, I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah, so you get to like sleep in a temple and you like eat breakfast with those monks.
Wow, is it good food?
It's very traditional Japanese food.
I don't think you liked it. It's a very polite way of saying I didn't like it.
But that, if that's what monks eat, 就是那些和尚。
They are monks.
They are.
I don't think they're going to have caviar and spicy curry, you know?
Probably
Doesn't
not.
Doesn't seem very monkish things
And no
to eat.
Sashimi either.
Oh, that's such a shame. That's what I would want for breakfast.
But it was very cool because you get to get the feel of living in the mountains and living in a temple.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you? I know you've traveled a lot.
Well, I recently went to somewhere that I really, really like. It's a place called Malapascua, which is a tiny island in the center of Cebu.Yes. So I went there a month ago and it is full. I really like scuba diving and swimming. And it is full and full of coral reefs. So everywhere you go, you can see lots of, beautiful coral. Lots and lots of great fish to see and fish to eat. it's just like a little island paradise, tropical
beaches.
There
are a lot of tourists.
No, that was the great thing. It was just one little village, one local village, and some really nice beaches. So it was a perfect place to, you know, escape, you know,
get
not
away.
Escape persecution, but at least get away from Taipei
the
for
city,
a bit.
Yes.
But yeah, that was a wonderful, wonderful trip, and I would definitely go back. So guys, where would you go if you could go anywhere? What is the best trip that you've taken? If you have a favorite, it's time for you guys to discuss that. But for us, it's time for us to say goodbye, and we'll see you again next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take a trip through Morocco's colorful cities. Once you've had your fill of Marrakesh and Casablanca, head north to Chechouin, another colorful Moroccan city. While Marrakesh is the red city and Casablanca is the white city, Chechouin is known as the blue city. The tradition of painting the city's houses blue has been around for centuries. There are several beliefs.That could explain Chefchaouen's blue buildings. The most important one, however, has to do with religion. In the 15th century, Spanish Jews escaped to Morocco to avoid persecution. In the Jewish religion, the color blue stands for the sky and sea. This, in turn, makes Jews think about heaven and God. Thus, one way they've shown their respect for God in the past is to paint their buildings blue. While you're in Chefchaouen, spend some time walking through the city's blue alleys. Then, go exploring outside the city. There are some beautiful walking paths and waterfalls nearby. These could be perfect places to ponder your wonderful trip to Morocco.
Vocabulary Review.
Religion. Religion is very important to my parents. They both believe in God. Avoid. Keep your blankets away from the heater to avoid any risk of fire. Respect. Don't talk to your grandfather in that way. You should show respect for your elders. Alley. There's a narrow alley behind my apartment building where I can put my bicycle. Nearby. I always walk to my office because I live nearby. Wonderful. Donna had a wonderful visit with her cousins. She can't wait to see them again.
以上节目是由活用空中美语制作，活用空中美语杂志，请洽询全国各大书店。如欲索取试听教材，请来电02-2364-4000，02-2364-4000，或上网查询，网址是www.english4u.net www.english4u.net。谢谢您的收听。